hit that there we go. Hit that record button this time, because that was depressing. That was depressing. I guess go ahead, my bad.
Nah. I was about to say the crazy part about that was like when you was talking about like the name and the uncle.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like a genuine like, oh shit.
Yeah. That was crazy. That was crazy. I thought it was cool though, because like, you know, of all the names, you know what I'm saying? That was just that was like another, you know, but yeah.
We here
though. You know, let's talk. You know what I'm saying? Welcome in Ratman Ron. I guess I should have did this yesterday, but I kinda didn't. We just start chopping it up.
Y'all tuning in to Grizzly Jones and Ratman Ron, you know what I'm saying? Oh, the shit, what we call this shit, when we call this shit. You feel me?
And it's crazy. So much has happened just from yesterday to today. Not so much, but like Kanye West did a diss. He added his verse to what Kendrick did.
I heard it. He was talking shit on that too.
yeah. He was, I was like, so what, like, is it like a rap civil war going on? Because, like, it's so many people, you know, really bumping. Well, Chris Brown and Quavo, that wasn't a surprise. They always, like, they had issues before.
He was talking filthy to that man. Like, wow.
Yeah. Like, because I thought I heard the whole song. But I went on YouTube. I mean, I ain't missed that much, but it was, you know, it was still just more to it though.
Right.
No. And I was just like, God damn, Chris, like, he going crazy. And everybody waiting for Kendrick, you know, to respond. But I don't know why.
Did you like Kanye verse?
I did. I like, you know, I love when mainstream rappers get into like you know, like when they embrace the competitiveness of rapping. I love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love the shit talking. I don't know where I heard this at. Oh, and maybe it was a live I was watching. But the dude was like, people want Kendrick to respond, but why would Kendrick? Because I guess the song he did is like, it's still at number one. When he, you know, when he was talking this shit. So they was like, why would he respond and step on the, you know, I guess the, you know, the current song? But I'm like, nah, I don't.
That is a real thing when people start. I mean, shit, not only in hit making, but just whenever you talk about people dropping something that is exciting, and if it's still, you know, on the incline, then, you know, some people will. We've seen that with movies and stuff like that in business. But when it comes to battle rap, it's a little different, because it's kind of, it's not really, there's no particular business model for beefing. I mean, you got many options, but right now what we're seeing, what Drake did with the AI diss with the Tupac voice and the Snoop Dogg voice, what we're saying with that, that would be a mark in history, I believe, the first time that something like that has been done. And, you know, we can add to the genius side of it, as far as him getting into, you know, a back and forth with Kendrick, and then him taking, you know, the supposed or the AI voices of two West Coast legends and wrapping that up in his disc. You know what I mean? That's a bold move. And if we're talking about just warring and going back and forth, I think we both agree that's ingenious. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To him taking that approach. Now, as far as what happens, as far as how Kendrick responds to that, I'm not gonna lie to you. I think I might have echoed this sentiment before, but I do think we may see something worse with Kendrick than what we've seen with Pusha and his response towards Because I don't think Pusha, to be honest, I don't even think that when Pusha delivered his knockout blow to Drake, I don't think he was under the type of pressure that Kendrick would be on. And it's funny how just the perspective can change everything, even the narrative. Because if we would have went maybe about a week ago, week and a half ago, even with the last diss that Drake had, the conversation was completely different. Kendrick was looking like Thanos in the conversation. And now with this one diss record, just like we've seen how the narrative changed with the one diss record that was taken back with J. Cole, with this particular diss record that Drake has dropped, it's making him look a lot stronger in that conversation than we have heard people talk about him in the month previous to the disses. So,
yeah. But not yet. I think Kendrick's definitely about to, he gonna bring that shit. Like, and I think it's gonna be disrespectful. He already was like disrespectful, but I think it's gonna be like disrespectful. Like nothing's off the table. You know, like everybody know how creative that, like they, everybody know how creative Kendrick is. That's why they just going crazy, because they just sitting back thinking like, man, what he doing? Like, what he writing? I wonder what he writing to. Like, what beat he going to use? Is it going to be somebody else on the song with him? You know what I'm saying? Like, all that, just the anticipation of it, you know? And I think Kendrick is a smart guy. I think he knows that. I think he know [S2] Yeah. [S1] That. But I think it's like, it's going to be some L.A. shit. Like, you fuck around and the game might be on the goddamn verse with him, like on the track with him, you know, because they got stuff together. You never know.
Like, yeah, you right about that. And game, yeah, you just never know with that motherfucker. So yeah, you right.
You know, and like, I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. I am excited. I'm keeping my ear to, like, you know, I'm just watching Instagram, watching TikTok, just waiting for something to pop up, because I don't know when it happened. It's gonna happen. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it, just like I was looking forward to Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney fight.
Ooh, look at that segue. Ooh.
Yeah, like, yeah. But that, you know what? And the thing is, and even with that, you know, I seen what Ryan Garcia was doing. Like, all this, all that shit, like, people thought he was losing his mind. I said, bro, that's all a part of the plan. Like, that, you know what I'm saying? He playing. Yeah. I feel like, you know, he baiting them in. And I'm like, you know, and I'm like, you know, and I remember saying, I said, I hope this don't make Devin not take Ryan Garcia serious. Like, man, I ain't about to train hard for this one. You know? And
you already hit it on the nose. Keep going.
Yeah, but like, you know, because like, I watched, like, Garcia was catching that boy. Like, he, you know, either he ain't take him serious and ain't train hard enough, or maybe Ryan Garcia just exposed him. Like, you know, like, I don't know why. Like, even, you know, my father, you know, my father used to box, and he always said, every time you train like you about to fight a killer. It don't matter who or what, train like you about to fight probably like the world's dangerous person.
Don't sleep on him that way.
Yeah.
I'm right about that. I watched the fight last night, and when I was fucking around on the computer and shit at work, I had some downtime. I was caught the fight there and caught the rest of it. I watched it like again this morning when I was at work and on my break and shit.
Okay.
And I'm gonna keep it a buck. So this is what I think. I think Ryan Garcia, as far as everything that we've been hearing about him, I think he's doing the part that we've seen a lot of boxers do this, but I like to call it the Floyd Mayweather, because I think he's done it the most successfully. Maybe not necessarily the best, but he's definitely done it the most successfully, where he becomes the topic of conversation almost by any means necessary, whether it's him saying some ridiculous shit or him talking crazy to somebody. We go back to the Pretty Boy Floyd years before Money Mayweather, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He kind of garnered up a lot of attention. And I think if you look at what Ryan Garcia is doing, where he done touched on everything from pop culture to sensitive, quote unquote, government shit to shit that would make people who believe in conspiracy theories go crazy. He touched on a lot of things that drives the internet wild all at one time leading up to a fight, where he's already kind of been known as a popular internet guy coming into the boxing world, as well as fighting someone who's super popular. So I felt like from that aspect, as far as like the promotion, he was just doing that, trying to sell the fuck out of the fight. Now we get into the fight, right? I think Ryan came out there. I think he came out there with a strategy. As I watched the fight, just to skim over real quick, Ryan Garcia won the first round. He came out there very unlike any, not any, but very unusual for professional fights, as we are used to seeing. The first two to sometimes even four rounds typically go to them filling each other out and trying to see what they're going to bite on. That was not the case here. He came out and just bombed on Haney for the whole round, to the point where there was some point in time where Haney even looked a little flustered. And I believe toward the end of the round, going into the second round, Haney already had like a lump or knot that was developing on the side of his head from just that first round alone. Yeah. I think Haney sat down for three rounds. Ryan Garcia, I believe he played possum for three rounds. The second, the third, and the fourth round went to Haney. And he was in control of those rounds. But the only thing that I will point out about him being in control of those rounds, those were three rounds where Ryan Garcia hardly threw any punches. I think he came out there intentionally to blast them, pause in the first round, where it was just an overwhelming amount of a pace that you wouldn't expect in the first round. And then I think he just sat back. I also noticed it felt like, and I could be wrong about this, but it felt like Haney may have underestimated Ryan Garcia's skill ability, as well as Ryan Garcia probably drastically improving since his last fight, as far as you know, his training and things like that. He was crispy. I don't necessarily think Haney was prepared for the volume that Ryan Garcia was showing up with, because he was showing up with a lot of combos. And as I was watching, it wasn't always the first or the second punch that would get Haney. Sometimes it would be the third or the fourth out of a five punch combo. So Ryan was hitting him with a lot of volume. And the one thing I noticed about Ryan Garcia as well, with his boxing, he kind of reminds me somewhat of a fan. And I say that not as in a disrespectful way. I say that because I noticed when he, like, you know how you at a fight and you watching two people fight, and the moment it looked like somebody's weak, or the moment it looked like somebody got him, everybody in the room, that's it, that should close in, get him, get whatever people yell, you know what I mean? Ryan Garcia fights like that. Like, anytime he got the upper hand or you look shaky, he presses immediately. And that was what I was noticing. He was just pouncing on anything that looked like, oh, he out of it.
Hell yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he's, man. And the thing is, it's funny, like, Ryan Garcia's last fight was when he fought Tank, right?
I believe so. And that, you know how that went.
Right. But the thing, and Tank dropped him, but the thing is, though, he still was in there. He just fought somebody at a, you know, because people can say, though, Tank's a great fighter. You know, so when you, like, he was just in the ring with this man, you know, he was just in the ring with a top tier fighter. So his, you know, so like your body, I feel like your body and even your skill set grows accustomed to you, to who you was just dancing with. So now you about to go dance with somebody that's below Tank. And I felt like that's why, like, I felt like his muscle memory kind of advanced. Like, kid, like how on Dragon Ball Z, when the Saiyan fights somebody that's stronger than them and they go back and heal up, they get stronger because they just fought somebody that was stronger than them. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Not to go there, but like, you know what I'm saying? So like,
no, I feel what you're saying. You're right. You know, some warrior shit.
Yeah. So like, Ryan Garcia just fought like a top tier fighter. So like for him to go fight Haney, it was almost like it was below him. Cause the way he like, cause the way he treated Haney that whole fight, like he treated him like it was just going to be like it was nothing. Like this was just like he was having fun. You know what I'm saying?
If you asked me, I would have thought Ryan Garcia was going to get his ass whipped. So I ain't gonna lie. I was, and from my opinion, I would have thought that just because I wasn't necessarily giving him maybe the flowers he possibly, which is hard to say when not just watching get his ass whipped, even though Tank is Tank. But I'm saying there's a part of me that thinks some of his makeup, like I think any athletic or any person in competition that gives a fuck, when you take a L and it's a L in convincing fashion, a lot of times your makeup after that L tends to be built around getting back to that person that gave you that L. You know what I mean? So he definitely looked like a different person to me. He looked a little bit more poised. He looked more stronger. I still feel like I'm saying that fucked up. He looked stronger.
Nah, you're good.
I said more stronger.
Yeah, you got that. You got it.
But
I was, yeah.
He definitely looked stronger. He looked like he was patient with a lot of moments, and he seized everything that was available to him. And I honestly, it was a couple of things I noticed on Haney part that I didn't necessarily agree with, as if I'm a professional fighter. But I noticed that when he was walking into some of the punches, if you watch kind of, I was watching a lot of like the body language, like Devin Haney was doing a lot of not like ducking, I would call it sagging a little bit, pause, like I don't really know what to call it, but he was leaning forward a little bit and he was dropping down. And I think even Ryan started to catch on to that, because I noticed he started throwing uppercuts and he started throwing his left punch like a little lower, to where when he was swinging down those punches, they kind of turned into like, it looked, a couple of those punches looked like he was clubbing them because of how he was swinging down on Haney. So it was like, man.
And then, like, I knew it was going to be a problem, because, like, one time when he knocked Haney down, Haney was face down. And I said, I thought the fight was over, because normally when somebody fall like that, face down, I'm like, yeah, this is over. Like, I was like, man, I hope they, like, because, you know, you got to, like, he was really, like, he fucked that boy up, you know?
He did. It did not look good at all. Yeah. And believe it or not, this is the part that will fuck a lot of people up, which is why I get what some people were saying. They felt like they was doing anything, and some people felt like they was doing anything they could to save Haney. And the only reason why, I mean, I could see it a little bit. I don't know if I would go that far, but I could see it a little bit, because there were a couple of moments where when they were fighting, it was like, I don't know what's going on here, but I do know that Haney ain't got his legs, and I do know that he not in his right self right now. There was like a few times, I remember that with those particular moments where Haney kept falling, but they wasn't calling it a knockout.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Garcia was giving him a little like push when they was locking up, but it was like, man, you don't got your legs. Like, even I watched that the first knockdown, and as much as I know that they, you know, the emphasis is on his left hook, the thing that stood out to me was, if you go back and look at the first knockout, before he threw the left hook, he threw a right jab. Watch Devin Haney's response to the right jab. It was almost like he got hit with that jab and he just forgot everything.
Yeah.
Even his response after the jab was, it was like he punched him on the nose. It looked like he punched him dead on the nose. Punched him on the nose. It was like a pause. And then it was like a slight adjustment. And then he even, it was like, for a second he forgot that he had that left. It just looked crazy, bro. Because I don't want to say like I was in it. I know it's easy to do it when you're watching it back, but
not, yeah, like, bro.
I think that shit was crazy.
And then because then like sometimes I feel like, see, some fighters can get dropped in like the first or second round, and that'll mess them up for the whole fight because their equilibrium will be off for the rest of the fight. Even when they go sit down in the corner, they get back up. It's just not there. Because the thing is, when you get dropped and your equilibrium's off, you need time to regroup. You know, so once it's off, you can't regroup because you're still getting hit on. You still getting, you know what I'm saying? You still getting tagged. I think that when Haney got dropped, like his first time getting dropped, I really like you were saying his legs. I think his equilibrium. I almost feel like it was off for the rest of the fight. You know, like, and that's boxing for you.
He definitely didn't look the same after that. Even in moments where he began to get his legs back and you know, get a little bit more strategic and aggressive with Ryan after the knockdown. He didn't look the same after that. So, you know, I do believe that they definitely said in the beginning of that fight that they already kind of had in conversation about the rematch with Tank. I do 100% believe that this fight will get a rematch because it will. And I think Devin Haney might not want to see nobody. Because I think Devin Haney thought that he was going to whip his ass. And I'm not saying that he can't, but I think the rematch will be super, super interesting because Devin Haney got to prove something now. Like, Ryan Garcia damn near beat the shit out of him, for real, for real.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, you know, we'll see. We'll definitely see. You know, between, like, all the boxing back and forth, like, you got Shakur and you got Tank. They've been, you know, going back and forth on X, formerly known as Twitter. And, you know, I forgot who Tank about to fight. I forgot the dude's name, but he's pretty good. I can't think of his name, you know, but, you know, we'll see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Between that and then you got rap beef and then you got wrestling doing, you know, they doing that. You know, they doing that.
I know you're saying WrestleMania. I know you're saying all that.
Hell yeah, WrestleMania was amazing. Like, you know, like,
favorite match of the two nights.
Favorite match? It's going. It's definitely no. Okay. That tag team ladder match was pretty intense. Anytime it's tag teams and ladder matches, and like, you know, and ladders involved, that's just going to be like, yeah, that's intense. I think that was the night one.
I think so.
Yeah, that was night one. But the main events, though, like Cody Rhodes, like the first fight, you know, the night one when Rock and Roman fought Cody and them, that shit was good.
Rock was being a bastard, boy. Rock.
Yeah, he was like, and he was doing like he was doing his thing. Like, he really made it, you know, he was really embracing that final boss. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then Roman was being Roman. People got to give Roman his flowers, man. First and foremost, I had no idea. He was currently doing chemotherapy. He was taking oral chemo, which is the pill. He was he was doing that shit while he was still competing. You know, and that would explain,
I wonder what type of effects that had on his body.
Right, because, you know, that would explain why that would explain kind of like the time in between. Because remember, people would be like, well, Roman ain't even competing like that. That's because he was this man fighting leukemia. You know what I'm saying? But I know for a fact that shit, man, even, you know, the times he would show up and like, you got to get in there and take them bumps and shit. I know that was a lot on his body. Like, I know how I feel when I get sick just from something simple. I can't imagine fighting something that's like that, that's attacking your body, like, you know.
Having to perform.
Yeah, so definitely got to give him his flowers. And I'm not going to bullshit you. I'm glad, you know, it was good to see Cody, as they say, finish the story. You know,
waiting for it, long time coming.
Right, but I just hope he, like, Roman was a different kind of champ. Like, he made you dislike him as champ, but at the same time, he was entertaining, especially when he did get on the mic. Roman, his mic skills has like they got a lot better. You know what I'm saying? And so now they're like, I don't see him with the belt no more. Now the championship belt, like now it's happy because it's Cody, you know, but I just hope Cody, like, you know, be a baby face, but just, you know what I'm saying? Be edgy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's so, like, talk a little shit, you know? With how creative is in wrestling now, I think Cody going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? I think he's going to be good. But like,
I think so too. And to be honest, to piggyback off of what you just said about, you know, him being kind of the baby face, I'm not going to say that because we all, John Cena wasn't, you know, he wasn't the first baby face by any means. But I think the type of baby face that John Cena was makes it kind of possible. Like I said, I'm not to give him the credit because we had plenty of them before him, but because of how popular he was as a babyface at a time where it was a lot more, when he came in the industry, I'll say, because he was holding it down for years, where it was just him and Brandy, but there was a time when he came into the industry where the badass dudes were the good guys, and yeah. he played that role for a little bit, but he got into it. So with that being said, I think I don't really think Cody has too much to do other than be great, but I know what you're saying. Like, there still has to be some excitement, even if you're a babyface.
Exactly. Like, he's a rose. Right? I'm saying, like, if you go back and look at his father, like he was a babyface, but he was man. Dusty was a
shit talking.
You know what I'm saying?
Boy.
Like, you know, and he was built like your everyday guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? He had that dad bod, that's what they call it. Like, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't this, you know what I'm saying? Like his
Dusty was like fat Ric Flair to me, for real.
Yeah, right. No bullshit. In ways, he sometimes will outshine Ric Flair because Dusty, you know what I'm saying? Because I think because like he coming there with his polka dots on him, but he sold it though. You know what I'm saying? He sold that shit. So like I think Cody, you know what I'm saying? Cody gonna do his thing. I think he's gonna be I think he's gonna be all right. I wanna see like Damian Priest. I hope they don't like downplay him because like he hasn't really like they ain't really been talking about him like that, but I get it because Cody was like his story, like he had the biggest story. You know, but Damian Priest, like I wanna see him like definitely compete. I wanna see him getting it and beat like kick some ass and like be that champion because he definitely has it in him to be that. I see him being that champion. I just hope, you know, like he just need to make sure he just embrace that shit and like get you like you on Raw, bro. Like Raw is like, you know, that's numero uno. So like definitely talk your shit because people are going to be coming for him. You know what I'm saying? So I hope he definitely is able to like do his thing and talk his shit and definitely, you know, and just embrace that shit because I like Damian Priest. I think he's you know what I'm saying? Like I've watched him like excel and come up and yeah, he definitely he doing his thing. You know, I like Judgment Day. I think they're about to implode though. I kind of see that coming. It's gonna fuck around and be Damian Priest and Finn Balor watch. Like I see that happen.
Oh, I gotta ask you, because I don't even know if I've asked you. Do you got the latest game?
I do. Hell yeah.
I say they ranting and raving about that, bro.
So it's good.
I need to.
It's, yeah. It's good. Like
and they said the last one was good, so I feel like I missed out last year because I didn't get it. And it seemed like this one, the way they talking about it, seemed like they just improved on what they did last year.
Yeah, they did. They definitely did. Like, that shit is cool. I definitely enjoy it. It's a GM mode on there where you pretty much, you run, like, you choose what show you want to run, and you do the, like, you build the matches, and then everybody, and then you get a ranking on each match you did again, and you go against, like, all the other, big, and, like, you go against Raw, SmackDown, and whatever you want. Like, I think I put WCW in there, too, so I got SmackDown, so I'm going against Raw, NXT, and WCW, and, like, I chose which general manager runs each one, so Paul Heyman runs WCW, Teddy Long runs NXT and I think Adam Pearce runs Raw and then my character runs SmackDown. But that shit's fun. That shit is fun. And then, of course, just like the gameplay in general, like, you know what I'm saying, when you actually are in there wrestling, that shit is cool too. Like, they did a really good job. And then, like, Mortal Kombat is starting to do what I figured Mortal Kombat was going to do. It started off slow, but now they starting to introduce more characters. They're about to come out with an expansion, which is going to introduce more story. At the end of Mortal Kombat, I'm not sure if you got to see it yet, but at the end of Mortal Kombat, when you play in the story mode, they have this big, pretty much, it's a multi-universal fight where it's like it's everybody from different timelines. So you got like a female Scorpion from one timeline. You got a female Johnny Cage. You got Liu Kang, but he's Kano. He has Kano lore metal part on his eye. Like it's different variations of everybody. You know what I'm saying? So like it's pretty cool. And they're gonna be releasing those kind of characters. So you know, I'm definitely
just seeing that at Boom Post where he was talking about these next release. Just basically letting everybody know that they was taking these next releases like very seriously, and that what you got from the game so far is it's nowhere near over yet, like some type of shit like that. So
hell yeah.
Like that they're still pushing the envelope on that shit.
But like time has winded down, bro. So like I said, I don't want to just have it cut us off in the middle of us talking. But you know, I think the next time our next go around, though, you know, John Wick versus Equalizer, brother. It's time.
No doubt. It's time. We can do that soon.
You know, like in the end, I actually got somebody. My homegirl Fatima said she actually wanted to join the Zoom and listen to our debate and conversation. So, you know,
that's dope.
It's kind of like developing the audience, because, like, of course, I told people I was Team Equalizer, and they like, you what? Like, my own wife is like, I'm crazy. I'm like, listen, I'm good. You know, but you know, definitely, like, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. I think that shit's gonna be dope. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do some more homework, do some more comparisons, because I definitely got to come to the table. I come prepared, because you know, I know you're a word genius. You know, they don't call you Rap Man for nothing. So,
yeah. Salute, bro.
I gotta, you know what I'm saying, bring my A game and shit like that, brother. But man, it's definitely been a pleasure. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, bro. We be right back. I'm not out of Paul. We be right back.
All right, man. Indeed, man. Peace.
Peace.